This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm tired and I'm out of it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot, and this isn't like a bit, but I have a birthday present for you. It's almost your birthday.
It is.
I'm not going to have you open it on. I've wrapped it up. I'll show you it wrapped.
You wrapped it?
I wrapped it in a style that I thought you would like.
Ooh. Man, I like that some of this podcast now is us giving each other birthday presents.
I wrapped it like a cut of beef.
Oh, wow.
From the deli, when you used to work at the deli as a teenager.
Yeah, it was a butcher shop, Tom, not a deli.
Well,
we didn't do sandwiches.
Get deli meat. You did sandwiches, didn't you?
No.
What if I brought my own bread?
I mean, I could cut you a specific weight of whatever cold cut you
sandwiches,
needed.
Yeah, sandwich worth.
But like, I couldn't accept the slices of bread over the counter.
What if I held them over the counter and I was like, just put them here?
I don't know if I could do that.
I
was authorized to give one slice of bologna or one slice to American cheese to a child that was there with his mother or father.
Okay.
But
how would you pick bologna or cheese?
You'd ask the kid.
Oh.
The kid has agency in that scenario.
What a forward thinking butcher shop.
Yeah. He's like, hey kid, bologna or cheese?
Yeah.
And some kids would be like, both. And they'd be like, get out. Hit the
and
bricks.
Be like, that's not my name. My name's not bologna or cheese. But sometimes it was. So you're tired, huh?
I've been waking up at 5 a.m., Tom.
Why are you doing that?
Because then I'm exercising.
Okay, but you said you're exhausted.
Yeah, I thought if you wake up, and I've been going to bed early, too.
Uh-huh.
So like,
early to bed, early to rise.
Yeah, and then also I do the right thing. I wake up and it's just like, hey, I'm gonna like exercise my body so my organs are all lubed up for the day.
A few things there.
What?
You say, I'm gonna exercise my body like you're exercising your brain all day.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I am. I'm
hey,
reading.
Brain, time for some time off. Body, now it's your turn. And
that's you reading into what I said, by the way.
Exercising doesn't lubricate your
Yeah,
your
that's
limbs.
Why we sweat.
No. Yeah, you think that's the lubrication coming out.
Yeah, it
it's
comes
not a bad
out
theory.
To make your skin operate at peak lubes up your skin so you could like talk, like your lips and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then on the inside, I assume you just sweat on the inside, so everything, you know.
God, I hope not.
Yeah. Sweating on the inside. Imagine if when you
open up a man, it's like PU.
I mean, it probably does stink, right?
It does stink. Yeah, when like a surgeon's opening somebody up, are you Googling right now? Does it stink when they open somebody
you
up?
You know what? I'm not going to Google that. If you cut a man open, does it smell?
It has to smell.
Yeah. I mean, because like there's all sorts of gross things, like especially if you cut open
there's
the stomach.
There's poop in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And well, maybe that's why they like don't let you eat before
a big
surgery.
Yeah, that's definitely why. So you don't have stuff gunking up all your organs.
Yeah. Yeah. If they opened you up and your stomach was like churning away on a couple of Big Macs,
yeah,
you'd be like, well,
get out of here, meat.
Yeah. Hey, close them back up. We're not done yet.
Chewing on these pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, I thought early to bed, early to rise, exercise my body. Then you get the prize, and the prize is you feel
well-being.
Yeah, you feel awake all day. You feel energetic by freaking 3 p.m. Tom, I'm ready to hit the hay.
Yeah, like an old person.
Like an old person.
What kind of working out do you do at 5 a.m.?
Just running.
Where you run down to the docks?
No, I run on a treadmill. What docs are you talking about?
I don't know. I thought maybe that's why you got up so early. It was like, oh, before all the dock men get up.
No, but I had to go before all the treadmill takers get there.
Oh, you go to like a treadmill store or something.
A gym.
Oh, okay. A gymnasium.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like a gym that I have a membership to. It's like, yeah. It's pretty common.
Have you ever thought about instead just running in place at home?
I have thought about that. My neighbors complain.
Oh.
Because I got heavy feet.
Yeah.
Shake the
floors. And you work out in boots, right?
Combat boots. Doc Martens.
Doc Martens. The kind that go all the way up to the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm very shy.
It was. It was.
Nobody sees these calves.
It was the International or National Goth Day this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything to celebrate?
No.
You just wore the boots?
I'm not entirely clear on what goth is.
It's people that, you know, they like to dress in black.
Yeah, okay.
But then there's cyber goth.
This is a conversation I didn't really want to have. Or
a lot of goth nowadays is steampunk, so I don't think you'd like it. I don't think it's for you.
I don't know that goth, what would you call it? An aesthetic? A lifestyle?
I'd call it more of an aesthetic than anything else. Because, like, I think goth people get annoyed when you say, like, oh, they're just, like, mopey and thinking about vampires all the time.
Yeah, perhaps.
So it's just a way of looking, just a way of presenting yourself to the world, Tim.
I think that might be wrong. I think you might be wrong in this. And I'm going to plead ignorance here because I don't know. I don't particularly care,
mm-hmm.
but also live and let live, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to know why, well, everybody's motivations for why they're doing things. In fact, I prefer not to know anybody's motivation ever. You know, like why do you have to explain yourself? If you do something, you did something, right? Yeah. Some murderer. Oh, no, they had it coming.
Well, I know. I think it's different with murderers.
Yeah, I don't care. If you murdered somebody, look, I'm going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh, they had it coming. Yeah, maybe they did have it coming. I don't know.
But maybe you weren't the one who should be giving it to them.
Exactly. I don't know, God, does he sort things out?
Yeah, lightning.
Yeah.
It's when somebody gets hit by lightning. That's what that's all about.
Lightning, my number one fear. It's one of the few things that I'm actually afraid of in this world.
Why?
Because it's random.
We talked about this only a few weeks ago, because I told the story of somebody getting hit by lightning in front of me.
Somebody got hit by lightning in front
Maybe
of me?
Yeah, it wasn't on the show. Huh.
I don't know. I'm usually tuning you out,
Tom. Yeah, you're the last person to ask.
Yeah. Also, I don't remember anything I say on the show either.
Yeah.
This is a problem. Maybe it's not my sleep schedule or like my lack of
Maybe we should start recording these things so we can listen back to them and see what we talked about.
What kind of psychopath would record this?
Yeah. Who would waste the tape on it? Well, Tim, this week we're talking about something very pertinent to the season.
Hey, Tom, we got a bunch of a new crop of grads out there.
Yeah, new graduates.
Hey, grads, why don't you pop in your earbuds and listen to Tim and Tom talk all about...
So wait, how would they have heard this before?
Because this is playing presumably
playing
on
through
some...
the speaker on the phone? Or...
Yeah, or maybe at their graduation ceremony. This is, you know, as people are getting seated...
Right.
All the parents and grandparents.
Just explain a little bit of what's going on for everybody.
Yeah.
Play them a podcast while they're sitting.
They were like, graduations. Yeah, we should play this at the graduation while all the moms and dads and grandparents are sitting down. The kids are in the back putting on their mortarboards and gowns. Caps. Is the mortarboard... just the flat part of the cap, or is the mortarboard a part of the cap, or is the cap and mortarboard like are they like the same thing?
They're the same thing, I think.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think that is true. I was looking into a lot of this stuff today, Tim. I kind of don't even know where to start, to be honest with you.
I think we start where any graduation starts. Vitamin C, the graduation song. This is how it feels.
Together. Well, that's perfect because I did a lot of looking up about vitamin C. The person, not the vitamin.
Yeah, no. She colored her hair orange with real oranges.
I think that was just something that they told kids.
I don't know that they ever told anybody that. I thought I just made that up, dumb.
I mean, she had orange hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where else do you get orange? How do you make colors?
Sam.
What?
You got to ask me these questions off mic.
No, but if you... Tom, if I'm like, all right, I'll give you $1,000 tomorrow if you... come back here tomorrow with a bucket of blue paint, but you can't buy it. You have to make it yourself. You wouldn't know the first thing about how to...
some white paint and some blueberries.
No.
Or clear paint, even better.
No paint.
Shellac.
No paint.
I'd get some shellac and
some blueberries. How would you make a bucket of blue paint for me?
I'd get some blue pigment.
Where would you get the pigment?
The pigment store.
No, in nature. It has to be all natural. I'm looking for
blueberries.
So you'd mash up blueberries?
Yeah, I'd mash up some blueberries. I feel like somebody did that in one of those books as a kid, like Hatchet or something.
My Side of the Mountain, maybe.
Or My Side of the Mountain. He had to
paint his tree.
He had to paint his tree blue, and all he had was white paint. Yeah, that's how you make colors. You can't, like, make colors. You can mix things to make other colors, or you can take something that already is a color.
Yeah, I know. Look, you're not as smart as you think you are. Somehow we both think that we outsmarted the other one on this.
When I know God makes all the colors.
Yeah, of course. And he's the one who will judge all the sinners as well.
Yeah, he's the one who's like lightning.
Yeah.
That'll be yellow.
Yeah, don't murder anybody, even if they deserve it. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of that
with
lightning.
I'll sort it out.
I'll shoot electricity out of the sky.
I like to do it. It makes me happy.
And I'd like to make clear that we're not implying that anybody who ever got struck by lightning deserved to die.
Right. And was singled out by God for that.
No, sometimes it's just random, and that's the most terrifying thing.
Yeah,
but that's original sin, right? Like, we're all apt to get...
Yeah, we're all sinners.
Yeah, we're all going to get struck. It'd be right for us to get struck by lightning, each and every one of us.
So you're talking about the Vitamin C song, Graduation, Friends Forever.
Yeah.
A few facts about Vitamin C I would like to confer to you.
This is a bad song? What's our...
It's a song that... So it's over the regular Graduation song, right?
No.
No,
because
that's...
No, it's over like a canon.
Yeah. How's it go? Right? Something like that?
Yeah, kind of. Don't worry about it.
I might have been thinking in both cases about the Police Academy theme song.
Boy.
Why don't they play that at graduation?
But they do at the Police Academy graduation.
No, I've been to a Police Academy graduation. They didn't play that song.
What? But Mahoney was there, right?
That was the only reason why I was there. I snuck in. I was like, I gotta hear this song performed live for once in my life.
Well, what was Motormouth Jones doing? What kind of noises was he making from the stage?
He must have been backstage the whole time, just making clapping sounds.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like an auditorium full of people clapping. Yeah. Vitamin C, Tim.
Singer, not the vitamin.
Yeah, the singer. You know what she's up to now?
She's a doctor.
No.
She's a nutritionist.
No. Oh, I see.
Why would it, Tom, why is that funny that
because
I don't know what vitamin C is up to?
Well, do you think she's a nutritionist because her name's vitamin C?
She might know
a lot about
she
vitamins.
She beefed up her resume early.
Now she's vitamin C, D, and E.
Yeah.
She is the vice president of music at Nickelodeon.
I thought you were just going to say the vice president of music.
The vice president of music.
I hope to get elected to that post.
The United States.
So what does that mean?
Like, I think music at Nickelodeon, they have, like, they make groups nowadays. She also, like, she made a few, like, teen groups after she aged out of that, pop scene.
Was she a songwriter, too?
Yes.
Are you making this
no,
up?
No, no,
I'm
not making it
up. You claim that you've done a lot of research on this,
but
and I'm asking
her...
very basic follow-ups, and you, I asked if she was a songwriter, and you literally, your eyes darted around, and you went, yes.
A lot of her songs that I saw, not a lot. Like
I'm holding
two,
your feet to the fire
like
on this.
Two out of the three songs were covers.
Okay.
And they were like, you know, oh, her this was the single on her third album, and this
what
was
were
like...
They?
I forget. Excuse me. They were weird. They were like songs you wouldn't.
Born to be Wild.
It wasn't Born to be Wild. That's a great song.
Mm. It's also a little weird. Would you? You are not counting the Graduation song as a cover, right? I'd say that's more of a derivative work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like a classical.
She had a new melody over it.
True. And new words. Well, we don't know. Maybe those words were in there all along.
They were lost to time.
Right. Maybe that the original song had all the stuff about graduating and saying goodbye to friends.
As we walk this road together.
Yes.
Thing? Do you mind if I take my shoes off, Tom?
A little, but it's fine.
I'll keep them on.
She went to NYU with you.
New York University. When did she graduate?
Well before your time.
How do you know?
Because I went to high school with you.
Yeah, how
she
do you...
She graduated in 1992.
Okay. Well, why didn't you just tell me? What did you think I was asking when I said, when did she graduate?
I thought you were like, oh, maybe when we went to school together.
No,
maybe...
I just wanted to... Well, either
maybe
way.
Maybe this was somebody that actually knew the whole time. I know they were vitamin
Stop
C.
Stop ascribing intent to what I'm asking and just answer the goddamn question.
One or the other, her...
Why does he need to know? Because I need to know.
Her planned third single.
Write in a book. I'm writing an autobiography. I know all about my life. I'm writing a biography about vitamin C based on what you tell me, Tom. So,
oh, wow.
This can be unless you want to get pamphlet. Sued. Unless you want to get sued, you better give me the right
Well, please
right
don't
info.
Credit me for research, Tim. I'm not interested.
Okay.
The two songs...
You stand to make a pretty penny. Can I tell you that?
The two songs I was thinking of that were covers. The first one... was I Know What Boys Like.
Okay.
That was her
The Waitresses?
Her planned third single. And then she, on her third album, the first single was Last Night, a cover of the hit song by The Strokes, and it sampled Blondie's Heart of Glass.
Wow. It was a classic mashup.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. Is that all you were going to talk about vitamin C?
No, I was. What was the other things I was going to say about her? She works at Nickelodeon. Just that like the song got real popular in Ireland because a DJ was on vacation in New York and picked up the CD, brought over to Ireland, started playing it, and they were like, "We love this."
That's the only way people in Ireland find out about things.
Yeah,
Tom.
Peaked at number four and still receives massive airplay each summer.
Tom, can I tell you something?
What?
If you think I care at all what goes on in Ireland, you got another thing coming.
I just think I mean,
I don't care
the
one
only,
bit about what they're doing over there.
This is the second anecdote I've ever heard about like pop music in Ireland, and the other one is just that. Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication sold like 1.7 albums per household.
Yeah, it sold like a billion.
Yeah, like it went
copies.
Platinum just in Ireland with a few million people. So yeah, I kind of don't like this. Again, implies to me that there's like no like they don't get CDs over there. Like it's just like, you know, the boat comes up with a bunch of crates, and they're like, "What have you got?" And they're like, "Just a bunch of copies of Californication." Like, anything new? Nope. All right, well, I guess we'll have to pin our hopes on this DJ coming back from the new world with a song for all of us.
Do you cry whenever you hear the Graduation
no,
song?
No, I don't
by,
cry.
By
I've never cried.
I've seen you cry.
I've never cried. I don't cry at the Graduation song either. I think...
I do sometimes.
We should... So, like, she took... a classical song mm-hmm. that's in the public domain.
Yeah.
And she didn't really have like too much of a career as a pop star except for that song. She's a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you for using 10 times the amount of words.
But we should, there's money to be made here. Should capitalize on like...
Yeah, exploiting these grads for all their worth.
No, I'm not even saying the grads. Well, sure, the grads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, grads, they got disposable income. They're getting checks from all their parents, friends. Their aunts and uncles are writing checks. And what are they? They got nothing. They're optimistic. They got optimism. These days, they're probably like, I'm going to go register people to vote or something, right? They're like, I'm going to get involved. Good job, grads. Sincerely.
You're thinking too small time. You're thinking like, you're talking about like setting up a booth outside graduation ceremonies, selling things to the grads who are newly flush with cash, right?
Tom, how do you think MC Hammer got his start? He sold tapes out of the trunk of his car.
How would you want to sell records outside of graduation?
Yeah, we're going to make a graduation song, right? That's what you're saying, over a classical, song.
We should find it.
Graduation. It's time to graduate. Moving on with your life.
Moving along.
Yeah. There we go.
Now it's time to go to school and show everyone you're not a fool. I'm thinking of the Home Alone song now. We're getting a lot of classical songs mixed up.
The theme to Home Alone is not a classical song.
I get a lot of them. Over the past like 500 or so years of classical music, it's all a jumble to me. No, I'm saying like find a different event, because like this worked for graduation, because like graduations didn't have like a song except for Pomp and Circumstance and the Police Academy theme song, which we've already established, presumably due to rights issues, they don't play at graduations.
Yeah. Which I don't know. Look, whatever it costs. License that Police Academy theme song. It'll make everybody so happy.
When you're walking down the aisle...
They'll be thinking of all the laughs they had over the years with that ragtag gang.
When you're walking down the aisle graduating, it's... Put me to sleep, but... That's like, we did it!
Yeah.
We killed them all!
What about a magic carpet ride by Steppenwolf, though?
That'd be pretty cool. You don't know where you can find me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride. Well, I'm just saying.
And it's about the endless possibilities of life.
Yeah.
And it's the first day of, hey, guess what? Step off this graduation stage and onto this magic carpet.
Step on this wolf.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Well, you know what, though? You're still thinking songs with lyrics. And I think they don't like that. But we should, not even graduation, like, find another event that doesn't have a song. Put some...
Christmas.
Some sappy words over some public domain song. We'll find some, like, ragtime song.
Yeah.
And be like, it's Abba Day. It's Abba Day.
Well, nobody cares. Nobody
celebrates.
Let's
all cut down a tree.
First of all, that song probably does exist. I'm sure at some point in the depressing early, like 1906, they're like, let's write an Arbor Day song. Do you get the sense that like Arbor Day was a bigger deal?
Yeah,
when, like,
it's like an old timey holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, nothing... the trees, everybody, look at this.
Right, let's give it up to the trees.
And now we're just like, get out of here, trees.
the most interesting plant. Yeah,
Xylem and Phloem.
Yeah, well, that was right around the time when like a bunch of those knuckleheads ran out of the movie theater screaming, thinking a train was going to run them over. So they were like, let's just keep things nice and simple. Let's just have a holiday for trees.
Yeah, something we can keep our eye on.
Yeah, it's not going to be coming towards us.
Exactly.
Threatening to roll us over.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to have been in one. Like, if I ever got a time machine, the first thing I would do is go back in time, buy a ticket to the train pulling into the station or wherever the hell it was called.
Yeah. Well, good luck. You'd have to go like 2 weeks in advance. That was like the Avengers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't use my movie pass. Couldn't buy my ticket ahead of time with an app.
Yeah.
I'd go up and I'd probably have some like some little stinker with no shoes being like, hey, mister, I'll sell you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you know, a piece of like a milk cap or something he's selling me, but yeah. I wouldn't know the difference.
That's the one thing that prevents me from really wanting to go back in time. It's a little stinkers. He's trying to cheat me out of my money, selling me bottle caps.
Well, anyway, keep that in the back of your, on the back burner there. Think of a song.
Well, I mean, they try this with weddings, right? I think every year or so. Like
When walking down the aisle or dancing?
No, like a wedding reception song. I always feel like there's either like a Mark Anthony song that comes out that's like, and on this your wedding day, like that kind of thing. I don't think any of them have really stuck, right?
Not to my knowledge.
But hey, I've never been to a wedding.
But also, like Mark Anthony, he might not be, he might be trying to do something like that. Then he's like, it's not sticking. I got bigger fish to fry. Me and you, we have bigger fish to fry. We can keep banging our head against the wall with this.
Do you want to? Okay.
I mean, not right now necessarily, but, something comes along.
Give me a list of holidays to exploit. But here's the thing. Graduation isn't a holiday. Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, you have to find like an event.
What about like a breakfast song that you have to sing at breakfast every morning? Gather the family around. And now we eat our eggs and toast.
Do you think everybody sings the Vitamin C song during the graduation?
Yeah, the grads do.
No.
Yeah, they get drunk at the parties and they weep and they take selfies and they're like, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. I'm never going to forget you. Hallowed hallways. I don't know the song.
I don't know any of the words of that song.
She tried to, well, she did return to acting in 2000, appearing in the horror film Dracula 2000, which came out in the year 2000.
Nice. How was it? Scary?
Futuristic, probably.
Yeah. How many movies had that came out in 2000 had 2000 in their title?
I think almost every movie. I think they were required to.
Okay.
Are
you just going by IMDb and the parenthetical year after them?
Yeah, most of them have it. It seems.
No, that's just the way that IMDb displays what year a movie came out.
Well, they're just displaying. It's not part of they're the... just displaying what the movie theaters tell them to display. Do you know why it's called a mortarboard? Named after the bricklayer's tool to carry mortars.
Okay.
Mortar, not mortars. It's, kablam, kablooey.
What do you think of these people, Tom? They write things on their mortarboard.
Well, I have a lot to say about caps and gowns in general.
Wow. what are you saving this for? Why don't you say it? We're recording an episode for a half hour in.
Well, I don't know. I have a lot. I have so much to say. I don't know where to start. Did you when we were in high school, we didn't have to buy them, right? They like lent them to us.
I think we had to I think there was a small fee to rent them, maybe.
Yeah, but in college, I had to buy mine.
Oh, not me. I gave them back.
I think maybe I paid for
it. I remember
it
was a real pain in the A to give it back for me. Yeah.
Maybe I did have to give it back. Now, I feel like I bought it, and it was very expensive, and I opened it up, and I was like, this is like a Halloween costume material.
What did you think it was going to be? Like a Supreme Court justice's robe?
Yeah. I was like, I can wear this in court.
Oh, look. How many graduates these days do you think cut out, like, the lace, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And like put that on their graduation gown.
I don't think that many people do that. Take a doily and put it on.
I feel like they're like,
No, I doubt
after
it.
After this, I'm going to register people to vote.
Tim, are you just thinking about like one person?
What? I'm not thinking of one specific grad. Tom, I know tons of grads, and they're making new grads every year.
It's true. They keep pumping them out of the graduation factory.
Yeah. The grad fact.
I writing stuff on the mortarboard, I'm against, but I'm against like putting stickers on things or anything.
Okay. Was this one of your many hot button takes, hot takes about
Yeah, pretty much. Like, don't put any sticker. I mean, do whatever you want. It's yours, but you know, you look like trash when you do it.
I don't know. What if it's something funny?
If I were
funny?
The dean, what?
What if it's something funny? Tom, you would love to be a dean.
Oh, man.
You were an RA in college. You just want to be in charge of
I was
of
in cahoots
kids.
With the dean once.
Yeah? That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was great. We had like a secret mission together, me and the dean.
What did you do? Like, these kids are having fun.
We closed down this fraternity.
Did you?
No.
That does seem something.
See, the
that...
guy at the fraternity, he stole my girlfriend, Heather. And I said, ooh, boy, you're going to rue the day. Because he didn't know how rich my daddy was and how close he was with the dean. No, I wasn't. I can't really talk about it. I don't know if the statute of limitations has passed, but I wasn't in cahoots with the dean.
Wait, no, now I want to hear about
it. It was
that.
To get somebody fired.
Ooh, who?
An employee of the university.
What was their first and last name and job title?
It was an employee of the university, and like the plan which...
And what was the name of the dean?
I think the plan was like kind of my plan. No, it was both of our plans, but it backfired. But like it didn't backfire on me. It backfired on him.
How are you going to get this faculty member fired?
Basically, it was somebody who was my boss, and this guy like...
The boss of the RA?
No, it wasn't an RA. Person.
Okay.
And
do you not want to talk about this?
A little bit, but basically he realized like, oh, my employee, your boss, we both don't like for like the same reasons. Or not even like. It was making both of our jobs harder.
This is the most boring scheme I've ever heard.
Well,
I thought being in cahoots with the dean would be
Well, it wasn't so boring when we were, dumping their body in the Potomac. Boring is not how I would have described it.
Disposing of a body would probably be pretty boring because
you have to be very detail oriented. No, I think it'd be nerve wracking. If anything,
it'd be nerve wracking, and it's also like after a while, it's like, oh, did I wipe my fingerprint off this thing too? Oh, this is so boring.
I don't think so. I mean,
don't you think doing something where you have to be extremely detail oriented, no matter what it is boring?
No, not when the stakes are that high. Not when it's like, oh, and if I didn't wipe my fingerprints off, I guess they'll put me in the chair.
What if you're scrubbing the whole room down right after you've taken the body out? Right,
mm-hmm.
Like you don't think that's boring? Like I've been scrubbing the same tile for like 15 minutes. Like, I'm bored. I want to watch TV.
You can put the TV on while you're scrubbing.
No.
Not if it's their home.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to do it there. I was going to say, in all honesty, I think it really depends on if you're scrubbing the place down before or after you've disposed of the body. And if it's after and you're like real confident, like nobody's ever going to find that body, then I could say, sure, it could be a little tedious.
I think I'm just bored all the time. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up. To show you the going down.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We were talking about caps and gowns.
Yeah, back then, Tom, I had to tell you something.
What?
So far, earlier you kind of teased it by saying, like, I got a lot to say about caps and gowns.
Well, now at the midpoint of the episode's over, it's we're past the watershed hour here. The kids have gone to bed. I can give my
okay. Because so far, everything you've said about them has just been like the most pedestrian, boring musings I've ever heard. I don't like people that put stickers on things. Anyway. This better be sexy, Tom.
The typical dress for graduation are gowns and hoods or hats adapted from the daily dress of university staff in the Middle Ages, which in turn was based on the attire worn by medieval clergy. How's that for exciting? The tradition of wearing graduation hats in Sweden has been in place since the mid-18th century. The cap was typically a white sailor's hat with a black or dark blue band around
like
it.
That.
I'd
like to wear a sailor's getup once in a while.
Do it during Fleet Week.
No, I can't.
Why not?
I'm Stolen Valor. Yeah, that too.
And interestingly...
Man, if some sailors saw me in a fake sailor's costume walking around.
This guy's not a sailor.
Yeah, they'd beat me mercilessly.
They'd be like, they'd hand you a rope and be like, here, tie this knot.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, well, so the thing
is... Which one is starboard and which one is port?
Yeah. Well, speaking of sailors, Sim, the tradition of throwing caps at graduation is believed to have begun at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. In 1912. It was the first year where seamen being commissioned as officers were given officers' hats, as they no longer needed their midshipmen's caps. They tossed them into the air.
Yeah.
The tradition
should have tossed them into the ocean.
I think they probably did.
Yeah, enough of this.
Well, no, I guess they weren't graduating at sea.
Let the god of the sea sort these hats out.
I guess they weren't graduating at sea often.
Maybe. Why wouldn't you?
They should.
You got all those ships.
Like, in my mind, they're all on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah. Why would you have such a big, you'd have big boats and you wouldn't even use them for events? That seems foolish.
Yeah, you're wasting these big boats on wars. Rent them out.
Everybody loves an event on a boat.
Yeah.
It had a booze cruise.
Yeah. The American Legion and Knights of Columbus, they rent out their halls for, you know, like Sweet 16s and birthdays and stuff. Why doesn't the U.S. Navy do the same? But that's where throwing the hat. Did you throw your hat when you graduated? I don't think I threw my hat because I was real concerned about hanging on to it.
Really?
Maybe that's why I had to bring it back. And I was like, oh, I'm going to lose it.
Man, you are... I'm increasingly learning how little fun you are, Tom. You are no fun.
Well, what's more fun, not having a hat or having a hat?
I'd say they're about equal in my book.
There was a rumor in England that it was banned, no more hat throwing because of health and safety.
Mm.
But health and safety, I went to their website. And they said, health and safety law doesn't stop graduates having fun and celebrating their success in the time-honored fashion. They spelled honored wrong. The chance of being injured by a flying mortarboard is incredibly small. And when the concern is actually about the hats being returned in good condition, it's time to stop blaming health and safety.
Wow, so they don't like being blamed for stuff.
Yeah, they were like, hey, it's not us.
I bet they got some strongly worded letters from the
graduates,
public, yeah.
Recent grads who were like, yeah. Oh, man, I really want to throw my hat up in the air, but
you ruined this grad's day.
Yeah.
Congratulations is the banner that I'd buy for them.
Makes me wish I'd never even graduated.
Congrats, grad.
So you don't remember if you tossed your...
Are we talking
high school or college?
Or college, okay.
I feel like high school we all did because you're...
High school, I didn't care about anything. Like, yeah. If I was just like, hey, like, because like... I don't know, even if I had to buy it or if I had to rent it and put it in good condition, like my parents would have to pay if I lost the hat or like, you know,
yeah,
soiled the gown.
What?
Hypothetically, if I got so nervous and it was so hot.
I mean, I guess that's why they make them out of that like light Halloween costume material, because it would be so hot otherwise most of the time.
And who cares?
I'm just saying, as somebody that was hoping to wear it around like a wizard's cloak.
Mm, that's fair. Your college graduation, you graduated from a large university.
Yes.
Who spoke? Who gave the commencement speech?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. They had,
it was somebody who was like super accomplished, but not like famous.
Yeah. I had the same thing. I had two graduations.
I did too.
Yeah, like kind of my school.
Yeah, and then
I
the
had
university.
That one at the theater at Madison Square Garden, Tom. I went up on the stage that
where
I
Mick
saw.
Where Mick Jagger and the boys play.
Well, no, they played the actual arena.
Oh,
but
okay.
But I saw the Strokes there one time.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the second one was in Washington Square Park. I don't remember 1 minute of either of those ceremonies.
I know a very good cover of a Strokes song.
Do you?
It also has some samples from...
I only like
Heart
like 1970s punk, so I'm probably not going to be
able
to...
It has Blondie samples.
Oh, wow.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. We graduated like in the arena, the new basketball arena that had just been built.
Nice. Did you shoot some hoops on your way up to grab your
diploma?
Boy,
I wish.
Did you slam dunk your diploma when you got it?
No, I think they
take this teach. This is what I think of your diploma. Of
I think
your,
they took the basketball hoops down to make sure that wouldn't happen.
Tom, guess what?
What?
They probably put them up.
No, it's a weird thing because like it was a gigantic, gigantic arena. Like it cost...
how many seats? A million?
I think it was like 1 million seats.
Wow.
It
Some
went
of those
on forever.
Would not have a good view.
No, I mean, you could see like the bend in the horizon. Before you could see the end of the seats. But it was like a brand new stadium that was opening the next year. So they were like, oh, it's actually like kind of done now.
You guys could tear this apart.
So we're going to have the graduation ceremony in the brand new thing.
Oh,
so it was kind of weird because like nobody had been in this building before.
Wow.
But they had spent like, you know, 2 years building this huge thing.
A bunch of construction workers.
A bunch of construction workers had
Maybe
been
some,
inside.
But
they were all blindfolded to not ruin the surprise.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool. So is that a new...
But a lot of them were ruining the surprise to people on the way in, telling us what the place smells like.
What did it smell like?
Sawdust.
Nice.
They had
did
just
it smell
finished,
like sawdust?
Well, they had just finished building it.
They didn't even have the basketball hoops in, from what I...
No.
From what you reported earlier.
Or if they did, they took them down.
Yeah, I don't know. Tom... All right. Keynote speakers
yeah
at college graduation
mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing them. Do you remember
Everybody, what does that mean? Everybody's having them or everybody's giving speeches?
Everybody's giving speeches. Do you remember, like, I remember it was always like you said, like accomplished people, like people with like dignity and stuff. And I remember reading about Conan O'Brien gave the commencement address at Harvard in 2000, but he didn't do it, like they wouldn't let him do it at the actual like ceremony. He did it at Harvard class day, where like the students got to pick and it wasn't like real graduation. Oh,
yeah. And then they probably like a former president give the actual one.
Yeah, exactly. But now, because it was like, well, Conan, he's a TV host. Like, well, now like freaking like Bronson Pinchot is like giving like, he's at like Princeton and being like, yeah. And like freaking like, anybody with any kind of like, hey, this guy was had a 3-episode arc as like a nerd on The Big Bang Theory, like a rival nerd gang. Yeah, let him speak. He probably knows about stuff. He plays a nerd on TV.
You might know her as Nikki from the Nikki and Paolo episode of Lost. Here she is. I think it's just that those are the ones you're hearing about.
Yeah, maybe. Do you feel like a little ripped off that you didn't...
They didn't ask me to give the speech at my own graduation?
No, that's the other thing. High school graduations, don't let the valedictorian and salutatorian give speeches.
Or give them real short...
Yeah, they should just be like, hi, everybody.
You get 2 minutes.
Good luck.
No.
Like, they expect some kid, especially like where we were in like suburbia with like, you know... Hey man, there wasn't even one free thought within 100 miles of our school, man.
Yeah.
But they're just like, "Hey, 17-year-old, impart wisdom on your peers." And they're just like, "I don't know. I just like..."
Well, and also it was like, "Hey, 17-year-old, who like, well, if you're valedictorian, there's like a better than average chance that like you actually don't have that many friends here. Like you concentrate on studies."
I don't know if that's true. Especially
I'm not saying
days,
all
now.
The time, but I'm saying better than average
Tom,
chance.
I think yeah, that's...
Look, Tim, I'm just saying these nerds.
Look, Tom, yeah, of course. They're not cool like us. Tom, I was number 3 in my class in high school, and I always told people, like, yeah, I could have been number 1, but I didn't want to give a speech.
Yeah.
I could have been valedictorian or salutatorian, but they had to give speeches. And I don't believe in speeches.
Yeah, well, I bet a lot of those people nowadays would be like, well, why you talk nonsense for an hour every week on...
This isn't a speech, Tom.
Well, then why have I written everything out before I came here?
The guy that gave the commencement at my high school, they always got a teacher to do it.
Yeah.
They got this teacher.
To give the valedictorian speech?
No, to give a...
I knew all the answers, all the tests.
Wait, who said that? The teacher?
Yeah, the teacher. I had the answer key.
Oh, they just made them the valedictorian?
Yeah.
They took all the tests?
Yeah.
I bet I could probably be the valedictorian of a high school going like an hour a week.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, I mean, you'd have to hope for somebody who's not judging, A, doesn't grade based on attendance.
No. That's not part of it. Like all the tests. Give
just
me the tests
test.
And the essays. And I don't know if this is even much of a brag. I guess that's kind of a given, right? We're supposed to be smarter than...
Yes. And also, like, sure, I could see you doing that with, like, English and history. But, like, math and science?
Hell yeah.
You think you'd remember like formulas and everything?
That's what the hour a week is for, just to be like, hey, here's the book, here's the reading you're supposed to do. I can read a book and then take a
That's
test
true.
Based on that. I don't know what
I guess
I don't
well,
know what I thought was so goddamned hard about like I never did the reading in high school. They were always like, hey, take your textbook home and read pages.
No way,
like,
it's heavy.
It was always like page 86 through 90, and I was always like, yeah, right, fuck you.
I'm gonna read four pages,
and then they're like, answer the 3 questions at the end of that section that, like, if you had, like, a basic idiot's understanding.
If you had a pulse, you could answer.
Like, you could skim it for 5 seconds and answer these questions, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that, though, and I will argue against you. And That was bad.
And, yeah, I feel like those questions at the end of chapters were like misleading in how dumb they were. Like they were literally just.
You could get to, like the topic headings, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was like literally, this is testing in a perfect world, like the dumbest kid in the class reading. This is what they would take away if they had to. If they read through all this, like, all right, at least if they, like, remembered what the headings of the chapters were.
Yeah. Well, Tom, we did it. We're smarter than everybody.
Smarter than a bunch of kids.
Except for those valedictorians.
Yeah, and salutatorians.
Yeah. Tom? Oh, so the guy that gave a speech, I tried to organize a walkout.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, because I didn't like the teacher that was giving the speech.
Why didn't you like him?
He had inappropriate contact with a number of young women in the school, and he somehow didn't get fired. Then he later got fired, but then he got rehired. Anyway, a real scumbag. But I caught wind that the principal caught wind of my walkout idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this is what happened. The vice principal came up to me in the hallway. The vice principal later got arrested for DWI.
Yeah.
But he came up to me in the hall and he's like, dude, don't do this. Like, your parents, probably your grandparents are going to be there. And it's like, joke's on you all, but one of my grandparents are dead, but she'll be there, yeah. And he's just like, yeah, just don't.
And the others will be there in spirit.
but yeah. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I probably shouldn't walk out, but like.
Coward.
They should also have fired that man.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
look,
at the end
I'm
of the
only
day,
one
you were
who
the real
believes
coward.
Women, I guess.
Well, not enough to walk out, not enough to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, they're all scoundrels.
Who, women? All women are scoundrels?
No, not all women. Anyway, go on.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Tom, what do you think of Steve Jobs' commencement speech?
It was a good speech. I don't think he wrote it. I think somebody else wrote it.
He gave the commencement
Stanford.
Address in Stanford in
2005. I'm
wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey.
Hey,
look
what do
the
I win?
Big brain on Tommy over here. Do you remember the famous phrase that he ended with?
Think different.
No.
Full heart, open eyes, can't lose.
No, that's not even the
clear thing. Eyes.
Stay hungry.
Yeah.
Stay foolish. Tom, you.
It's from the Whole Earth Catalog.
Stay hungry, stay foolish. I'd say you followed about half of that advice.
No, I'm always hungry.
No, you're not. You're always eating. You've always just eaten. By the looks of you, you haven't gone hungry a day in your life.
Hey, I told you I had a slice of pizza on the way here in Competence.
JFK, Tom?
Blown away.
Hey, what else do I have to say other than...
and one more thing.
JFK, blown away, commencement at American University in 1963. It was famous.
Was that when he said, ask not what?
That's what I thought. No, he did that in his inauguration address. This is, look I'm not going to quibble with JFK here, but our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man. And it's just like, look, man, I understand, like, what you're going for here, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, there are natural problems, too.
Yeah, but also, like, no, because he was
fires.
Talking about War and Peace, right? Like, he was talking about that, and, well, everybody presumably had just read it, because it's
yeah,
American
Yeah, that's how
University.
They graduated.
But, like, yeah, the problems are man-made, therefore, like, if you set off a nuclear bomb,
yeah.
Like, we made that, but, like, you can't, like, oh, well, let's undo that destruction, right?
Yeah. And he should have known that example better than most.
Why?
Because the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, maybe I should fire one of the missiles at them. It's like, no, the problem would be man-made. And I am a man.
Have you ever given the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss to anybody upon their graduation? A grad.
I don't think I've ever gotten anybody a graduation gift.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because you don't like anybody. You got me a birthday gift. Should I open it? Will it make sense if I...
It'll make too much noise, too.
Okay.
The thing inside. No, it's not.
It's a bird?
No. Tim, you were the last person I would give a bird to.
Thank you. Tom, you said that as some sort of insult. That is.
Well, you have a history of mistreating birds.
I don't know if that's true. I don't remember. Tom, college.
Yeah.
The week of graduation. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I just got drunk all the time.
Everybody's parents came.
Yeah.
And like, just it was one after another. Parents being like, "Let's go to the bar."
Yeah.
And then, like, they would leave at, like, oh, all right, we're going to leave. It's, like, 10 p.m. And then we'd stay out till like, 5 in the morning getting drunk.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was one of the ceremonies the next day. And then, you know, 15 years later, your mom's like, why do you always joke about how you don't remember your graduation? It's like, because I drank for 100 hours and then went to it. And
yeah.
You bought me half those drinks, Mom. I did it because of you.
I distinctly remember having, like, maybe my first, like, bad hangover.
Yeah.
Then. Because, like, you know, when you're in college, you're like, I don't get hangovers. It's because you're young and invincible.
Yeah.
But
then
I think
you
that
can
was...
overdo it. There's a way that you can, and that's just by drinking way, way too much. And neither of us were in a frat, so...
Yeah. Well, and I think it was, like, that was, like, one of the first times that, at least for me, that it was in college, like, oh, there's something real early... And, like, under no circumstances can I miss it.
Right, yeah.
But I can stay out and up drinking all... Like, I don't really have to do anything. Nobody's going to be, like, judging me. They'll judge my appearance a little bit based on me being hungover.
But cap and gown provides pretty good cover, too.
Yeah. But it was, like... well, you're going to have to, like, sit in a chair for hours, though.
And in, like, the sun.
Yeah, like sometimes out in the sun. Yeah. So you reap what you sow.
On the stage where the rock band The Strokes played once, though.
Yeah.
You know, it could be worse. Hey, life could be worse, man.
You know what I don't like about graduations? All the different chords and stuff nowadays, and metals. And...
Is it because you didn't get any of them?
No,
I didn't get any of that stuff.
I had a metal... But then, like,
well,
I didn't...
congratulations, Tom. We're all very proud of you.
I didn't have, like, the same chord as all my friends. And then I was like, what's that for? And it was, like, some, like, technicality that I didn't get one.
Was it, like, not being a narc?
No, I forget what it was. It was something... It wasn't as simple as, like, oh, I just didn't fill out the form to get it. But it was, like, along those lines. But it was still, like, oh, well, 2 years ago, you would have had to have, like... gone to this one thing
yeah,
for a day.
I was never up on any of that stuff.
And I was like, what? Oh, I didn't know that would, like, come back to haunt me. I wouldn't have this cord now. No. And, like, I don't really care, except, like, I'm sitting with all my friends, and we've all got, like, the same accessories, except for one accessory that I am obviously missing.
You know what? If they were real friends, they would have gotten rid of their accessories.
It's true. That's why I kept telling them. I kept trying to take them.
Tom, if you were asked by your alma mater,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of a funny place that you could have
Clown
been.
College.
Clown College.
Barber College.
I mean, Barber College. I wish I went to Barber College because at least I'd have a goddamn skill, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to cut hair.
Yeah.
Barber College, that's not a joke. I'd like to do some clowning as well. Like, I know how to do some light clowning, but not like, I can't do it like professionally, I don't think. If they were having you back and they're like, distinguished alumnus,
yeah,
Tom Reynolds,
yeah,
what would your speech be about?
What would my speech be about?
Like how to, like, set up internet scams. Like, you don't have to try very hard in life if you scam people out of their money by keeping on top of technological trends.
I think, well, I'd be like, well, to start off my keynote, I'd like to play a song I wrote for all of you that I hope you'll continue to play.
Arbor Day, Arbor Day. Remember me this Arbor Day.
Well, and you can change the lyrics a little bit to be about graduation if you'd like. Yeah, do a couple of renditions of that. What else would I do? I don't know what I'd say to people. I'd be like, I don't know, some of you are going to succeed, some aren't.
Cool.
Yeah. Some of you probably already got, like, your whole life lined up now. Some of you don't. Some of those lives will fall apart. Some of those lives, you'll do great playing it by ear. And here's a little song I wrote by ear. Play the song again, just in case. You got to get the earworm stuck in people's
head. Yeah, exactly. No, 3 or 4 times, I'd say.
Yeah. But make it really natural how I work it in. Yeah.
Then you're like 12 minutes are up and you go on your way.
Do you have, what would you say in a speech?
I'd probably just.
Don't throw those goddamn hat. Yeah. I swear, if one of you hits me in the eye with that hat.
I look it up. Health and safety says you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'd just like plagiarize a number of things, I think.
Yeah.
Because who would know?
I mean, yeah, it's a school full of academics.
Yeah, are they going to be like, no, like, is somebody going to transcribe it if it's just, like, bland enough that I could, like, go into the, I guess.
I mean, it would be videotaped and everything. Yeah. Probably put online nowadays. Some nerds on Reddit would figure it out.
Yeah, but then I'd just be like, losers, who cares?
Well, then they take away your honorary doctorate.
If I got an honorary doctorate, I'd just, like, make something up.
What do you mean? Oh, you'd make up the
speech. Yeah, I wouldn't plagiarize.
Is that what you would bring into the negotiations about this? Like, look, you guys tell me what level you want here. You got your standard package. That's going to be all plagiarized.
It's going to be top shelf stuff, though.
You got the doctoral package. Look, it's not going to be good, but it's all going to be original.
Story of my lifetime.
And then above that, what would it be like if you make me the president of the universe? Name a building after me. All right, now
I'll get somebody to ghostwrite it.
Yeah, I'll pay somebody.
I'll get Steve Jobs' people from 2005.
Yeah.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we went this long without congratulating all the new grads.
Well, the ceremony's almost about to start now. It seems like pretty much everybody's taking their seats.
Mothers, fathers, grandparents, please take your seats.
Yeah. Did you have any streakers or anything like that?
No. Does that actually happen?
I don't know if that actually happens. I mean, I consider putting stickers on your hat like a mild form of streaking.
Yeah.
Well. Or like a saying on your hat. On the old mortarboard. No, I feel like I still have my mortarboard somewhere. Mm. I feel like I definitely like kept better track of that than my diploma.
Yeah, my diploma's somewhere.
Mine's up in my office behind the desk.
Nice.
My doctor's office. The doctor I go to. I asked him if he could put it up there with all the others.
If you like the show, you can find out more information at tcgte.com. There's other things you can do. Facebook.
Facebook.com/Complete Guide. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on those things at Your Pal Tim.
And if you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get fun bonuses like weekly mini episodes of entirely different shows.
Yeah. All sorts of things. Reddit, there's a thing, but like, don't be mean on it.
Are you going to any graduation parties this
you know,
graduation
what?
Season.
I'm really, really not, Tom. I'm over it.
Oh, you've been invited, but you're
I'm over graduations. Look, I'm proud of you. Oh, congratulations, grads.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congrats, grad. Look, I can't do it anymore.
Partied out. Graduation partied out.
I don't know anybody who's graduating anything, I don't think.
I have a cousin who just graduated, so she's having like a graduation party. Mm. so that should be fun.
Hell yeah. Well, can I come?
Sure. You can be my plus one.
Nice. It got really hot in this room, right?
Yeah.
Taking my shoes off didn't even help.
Maybe that's what made it so hot in here.
I don't know if that's true.
That's how it works. And it stinks in here.
How do you feel about all these GDPR emails you've been getting?
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.